Well, I dumped a lot on your brain for emotions. I think this is a tape you'll probably want to listen to a couple of times to really get good at using these action signals as well as planning the positive ones. Remember the six steps. Identify the signal. This feeling I'm having right now, which of these 10 categories does it fit into? 2, appreciate the message. Respect it. Don't make the feeling wrong. Just immediately look at it and say, okay, this is a message. I need to change something. 1, maybe I need to change the word I'm using. Maybe instead of being devastated, I'm a little concerned. Maybe I need to change my perception or my rules about this. Maybe it's inappropriate to feel this way. Or maybe I need to change my procedures. In order to get out of this emotion, I need to communicate more effectively and tell people, you know, this is really what I need. I want to meet your needs too. Can you help me out with this? Or maybe I need to behave differently. Maybe I need to just treat people differently and they'll treat me differently and I won't feel this hurt or this anger or this depression or this upset. Or maybe I need to be more flexible in my behavior and then I won't feel like I'm stuck anymore. I won't feel so frustrated. Again, I've got a lot of choices. 3, get curious. Get curious about what you really want. Ask yourself, what do I really want in this situation first? 2, what would I have to believe in order to feel that way right now? Maybe you already believe it and can start feeling that way instantly. 3, what am I willing to do to make it the way I want it? And 4, what can I learn from this? What's great about this? You know, did I contribute to this? And how can I make it better so I don't have to experience it in the future? How nice to be able to move on. 4, get confident. Remember times when I've dealt with this. Remember some specific times you dealt with this emotion and you handled it. You turned it around. We all need a little hope, and one of the best places of hope is that we've handled it in the past. Hey, I've done it in the past, so I can probably handle it in the future, and I can probably handle it right now. And then get certain, 5. Get certain, because you're not just confident about the past, but rehearse in your mind. Imagine dealing with it coming up in the future. Situations where it would have come up, and now you handle it easily. The best way to get good at something is practice it, and there's a good thing to remember. Our brain can't tell the difference between something we vividly imagine and something we actually experience. So if we imagine dealing with it enough times, we'll start to feel absolutely certain we can deal with it in the future, and we will. That mental program will be in place. And finally, get excited and take action. Go out immediately and use your new feeling and take some kind of action that supports you in expanding your sense of freedom, your sense of love, your sense of appreciation, gratitude, curiosity, or whatever emotions you want to feel more of. And finally, I'd say this to you. If you remembered nothing else from this tape but this one thing, probably the most important thing for you to remember about emotions. Every feeling you have, good or bad, is not based on the actual reality of life, but rather your interpretation as to what things mean. And remember, nothing in life has any meaning except the meaning you give it. So if you don't like the way you're feeling, change the meaning. And the way to do that is ask one question. And again, if you remember nothing else in this tape, remember this right now. Whenever you start to feel bad, ask yourself this question: what else could this mean? You start to feel like somebody's hurt you. What else could this mean? Maybe they didn't mean to hurt me. Maybe what this means is that they're just frustrated in their own life. They're just confused. They don't know what's going on. They're scared. I wonder what's going on with them that makes them treat people this way. What else could this mean? Whenever we get absolutely certain we know exactly what things mean, we tend to create some pain for ourselves. So if you start to feel like you're in pain, what else could this mean? Maybe what this means is I need to be more flexible. Maybe this means I'm about to learn something. Maybe the fact that I'm frustrated means I'm about to have a breakthrough. Maybe the fact that right now I feel a little overwhelmed is because I'm about to grow and expand. And when I learn how to deal with this, I'll be able to deal with almost anything. What else could this mean? See, you and I at any moment can choose a new meaning and therefore choose a new way of feeling and a new way of behaving. And you know what? We're never going to know the absolute meaning of anything. If somebody passes away, you really cared about them, and they die. You can feel really bad. You can feel disappointed. You can feel frustrated. You can feel angry. You can feel hurt. You can feel sad. And all those are appropriate emotions. But make sure you take a message from it. And the message you've got to eventually come out with is, what's an empowering way of looking at this? What else could this mean? Maybe it doesn't mean that I've just lost somebody. Maybe it means this person has gone someplace they need to be. Or maybe this means my connection will be even stronger with them now than when they were here. Maybe this means I will value my own life and give more while I'm here because I realize that life is delicate. Choose meanings that empower you in life instead of assuming meanings that disempower you. It's a final message to remember. Now, let's use these 6 steps and these 10 emotions. Over the next 2 days, just concentrate directly on any feeling that comes up that feels disempowering, that feels negative, and immediately as it comes up, identify it. Recognize that it's valuable, that it's giving you input, you need to change something. Find out if you should change what it means to you or if you should change your procedures, your communication, or your behavior. immediately then get curious. Hey, how do I really want to feel? What would I have to believe in order for me to feel that way now? What am I willing to do to make it the way I want it? And what can I learn from this? Then immediately remember times when you've handled it before and get yourself confident. Get certain by rehearsing dealing with that situation in the future and then go use it. Go do it right away. I want you to do that for the next 2 days deliberately. Then just carry your list around and whenever it seems appropriate, you know, over the next month, just glance at it when you're having an emotion, when you're having a feeling that doesn't feel good, and run yourself through the process. But do it deliberately and consciously for the next 2 days so you develop a habit in your head. Second assignment, make a list of all things you can do to make yourself feel good. Now, do you understand what I'm saying here? Just a list of anything you could do at any moment in time that makes you feel good. Because I think most of us have never sat down and said, gosh, how many different ways do I have to feel good? Most of us only have a few ways consciously to do it. Smoke, drink, eat. Make love might be a positive one. Exercise, you know, maybe go watch TV or a movie. But maybe you want to expand your list. And I did this recently for myself, and it was fantastic. I came up with 62 things that I can do to make myself feel good at any moment in time, no matter where I am. That's pretty darn exciting. I'd never realized I had that level of choice. And once I brought it to my conscious awareness, I have that list, and I feel like, wow, there's so many ways to feel good. I can do it any moment, no matter what's happening around me. And by having that many choices, I could throw out some of the old ones, like eating as a way to feel good. Maybe eating just becomes fuel then, because you've got so many other better ways to feel good. I just realized how powerful music is for me in terms of changing my state. I was in my car, and I have a stacking CD disc player, and in there I have classical music, and I have pop music, and rock music. I mean, I go from listening to Aida and Bocelli to Blink 182 or Lenny Kravitz. All the ranges of emotions, I can change them in a moment or two. I go from being excited and ready to exercise to just being deep in emotion. All that within a few moments using music. And you know what? There's no negative side effects, except maybe the volume I use every now and then. But other than that, it's not there. So what are all the ways you can make yourself feel good that have no negative side effects? Make a list and then put them in order of what you'd be willing to use in any environment. Like, for example, taking the right kind of breath to just change the way I feel is a fantastic gift I can give myself, and I can do it anywhere, anytime, anyhow, even if there's not music around. So make a list for yourself. It'll expand your world. It'll expand your emotional choices and how to trigger yourself. Thirdly, look at these 10 emotions that you used to think of as disempowering. We keep calling them action signals. But the truth is, if you could avoid them altogether, and if you didn't need them to give you action signals, you were already acting, that would be the preference, wouldn't it? Or if you never got into the deepest part of those emotions. In other words, if you felt, you know, mildly annoyed instead of absolutely frustrated, that'd certainly be to your advantage. So you might want to develop a belief, a singular global belief, that really helps you to not have to feel these feelings very often at all. I'll give you an example. I've done this for a lot of these feelings for me. If you look at an emotion like, for example, feeling lonely, a lot of people are afraid of being lonely or they're afraid of being abandoned. You know, I've always told people, I'm never afraid of being abandoned. You could never abandon me because I'd just follow you. You know, I'll go after you. So I have a belief that no one could abandon me because if I really care about somebody, I can always make that relationship work. Or another one might be if a person is feeling like they're depressed or they're overwhelmed, a belief that I have is this too shall pass. You know, and that the best is yet to come. See, if you adopted that belief and you started to feel certain that the best is always yet to come, think how that might change your life. It might not only wipe out feelings of hopelessness or depression or overwhelm, but it also may cultivate that feeling of excitement and passion for life, maybe more of that gratitude as well. And a final one that many of you are familiar with that I offer, if you really start to feel disappointed, just remind yourself that, hey, there's always a way if you're committed. You can still turn this thing around if you adjust your approach. Maybe an antidote to feeling angry towards someone or hurt by them would be remember that people always do the best they can with the resources they have. And lastly, just remember, nothing in life has any meaning except the meaning you give it. If you don't like the way you feel, choose to create a new meaning. Have fun with your emotions. Play with them. Learn from the ones that used to be painful. And choose to live and enjoy and experience the ones that create for you tremendous pleasure. And by the way, our next session is on finances, on money, and money is driven by our emotions. I mean, how you feel determines whether you spend or don't spend, whether you save, whether you give up. It's still an emotional device. That's why we want to cover our emotions first. So until tomorrow, my friends, smile big, enjoy your life, convert pain into pleasure, and most of all, live with passion.